有一位老姐妹信主已经超过50年。
There was an elderly sister who had believed in Christ for over 50 years.
在她的身上有很多神的恩典、神的作为。
And God has shown many grace and works in her life.
她体验过神的医治。
She had experienced the healing of God.
她体验过在危险当中神的保护。
And she had experienced the protection of God in danger.
体验过在生活当中遇到困难神的带领。
She had experienced the guidance of God in difficulty.
她体验过用祷告来为儿女、为别人代祷而得到功效。
She had experienced the efficacy of prayer when praying for her children and her friends.
所以她也很愿意来讲说她在信仰上的这一些体验来跟大家一起互相勉励。
And because of this, she was very willing to share her experiences and her faith with everyone.
但是我觉得她更应该做的见证就是她为什么那么喜乐。
But I felt like what was even more important for her to testify about was how she had so much joy at all times.
所以我就曾经要邀请她说你来见证，你来告诉大家你为什么这么喜乐。
And so I had previously asked her to testify and asked her, you should testify and tell us how you are always so joyful.
这位老姐妹她告诉我，她说一生当中最有价值的事情就是他认识了主耶稣，他相信了主耶稣。
And she told me that in my lifetime, the most valuable thing is that I was able to know Christ and to believe in Christ.
他说，实在他的一生真的是充满着很多的这个劳苦。
And she said that her life had been filled with toil.
因为他经历过了第二次的世界大战。
Because she had experienced World War II.
所以她经历过了在那种战乱当中的这种不平安这种动荡不危险。
And thus she had experienced the unrest and calamity of war.
也经历过了在战争当中的这种物质的缺乏。
And she had experienced the feeling of lack in times of war.
一直是她人生的一个痛就是在因为战乱所以她也没有机会接受教义。
And this was always a pain for her that because of war that she was unable to receive an education.
虽然以后想要学一点东西但是已经过了那种学习的阶段。她一生当中一直没有办法阅读。
Despite the desire of learning more and having an education, because of her circumstances, she was just never able to receive an education.
但是她说信了主之后，真的，她说很感谢神，她真的常常每一天的都觉得很快乐。
However, she said thank God that after she believed in Christ, she felt happy every day.
而且这种喜乐是越来越加的丰富。
And this joy became more and more abundant.
他说：“我现在我真的不晓得什么不懂得怎么去烦恼。”
And she said, "Today I don't know how to worry."
跟人的相处，他也不晓得要怎么去对人不高兴或者生气。
And she didn't know how to be angry or unhappy with other people.
但是他说：“你要我见证我为什么这么喜乐，我真的我说不上来。”
And she said to me, "You want me to testify why I'm so joyful, but I don't know how to explain it."
你如果要我见证说哪一次的这种遭遇危险，神如何的引导我、保护我我能够很清楚的来讲。
If you want me to testify about how God had guided me and protected me through different circumstances, I can tell this very clearly.
那我真的我很喜乐。
But I truly am very joyful.
但是你 要我来说我为什么这么喜乐我只能够说因为我信耶稣我在主耶稣里头。
But if you want me to explain why I am so joyful, the only answer I can give you is that it's because I am in the Lord.
他说你知道我没有办法阅读我没有办法读圣经所以我实在没有办法讲我为什么这么喜乐。
And she also said, I don't know how to read and I can't read the Bible, so I cannot explain why I am so joyful.
我就想到彼得前书的两个经节。
And this reminded me of two verses in the book of 1 Peter.
我们请看彼得前书第一章。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书一章第八节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8.
第八节，你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他；如今却不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐。
Verse 8, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory.
我觉得说这位老姐妹啊，她虽然没有办法读圣经，但是她爱主耶稣。
I believe that although this elderly sister couldn't read the Bible, that she loved the Lord.
那她虽然看不见主耶稣，但是她体验到主耶稣的存在。
And though she was unable to see the Lord, she believed in his existence.
她相信主耶稣的存在，她相信主耶稣所为她准备的救恩。
She believed in the existence of the Lord Jesus Christ, and she believed in the salvation that he has prepared for her.
因为她信主耶稣，所以她也领受了主耶稣所为她准备的救恩。
And because she believed in him, she received the salvation that Lord Jesus prepared.
所以她真的有这种说不出来的满有荣光的大喜乐。
And thus she has this joy that is inexpressible and full of glory.
那我又想到彼得前书三章十五节。
I was also reminded of 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15.
彼得前书三章十五节。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15.
十五节，只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear.
盼望常常会带来了行动。
Hope often brings about action.
盼望也常常会带来了意义。
Hope often also produces a meaning.
盼望也会带来生活当中的喜乐。
Hope also produces joy in our lives.
这里告诉我们说我们要常常做准备然后能够回答问我们的人。
And this verse tells us to always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks us.
真的，有时候我们周遭的人如果比较仔细的观察我们，他们会有一些好奇。
It's true because those around us, if they observe us very carefully, might have a couple of questions.
你为什么这么乐意的花这么多时间在教会上面？在你的信仰上面。
Why are you so willing to spend so much time at church and on your faith?
你心中为什么常常这么的平安？
Why do you have so much peace in your heart?
你为什么常常总是好像这么的快乐，这么的高兴？
How come it seems like you're always so joyful and happy?
真的，只要仔细的观察，应该常常可以从我们身上来看到这些基督徒所拥有的一些让人羡慕的地方。
Those who observe us closely should be able to see characteristics of Christians that they will admire.
那我就很想要为这一位老姐妹来替她从圣经里头来看一下，为什么她这么喜乐。
And I would like to, on behalf of this sister, elderly sister, look through the Bible on why we can rejoice in the Lord.
神真的很爱每一个人。虽然有人他甚至没有办法读圣经，但是神的恩典还是照常丰丰富富给他。他没有办法讲我为什么这么喜乐，但是他却那么喜乐。
The Lord Jesus truly loves all of us, even those who are unable to read. God still gives them their grace, and although they are unable to express why they are so joyful, they still have so much joy.
所以我们从圣经我们来明白一下。为什么在主里这么喜乐？
And so through the Bible, let us understand how we can and why we can rejoice in the Lord.
愿我们也能够常常存着感谢的心来享受这一份的喜乐。
And may we also, with a thankful heart, be able to enjoy this joy in the Lord.
我们请看以赛亚书二十五章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 25.
以赛亚书二十五章第九节。
Isaiah chapter 25, verse 9.
第九节，到那日，人必说：“看哪，这是我们的神，我们素来等候他，他必拯救我们。这是我们的主，我们素来等候他，我们必因他的救恩欢喜快乐。”
And it will be said in that day, "Behold, this is our God; we have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord; we have waited for him; we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation."
我们的喜乐的一个基础就是在于主耶稣的救恩。
The basis of our joy is on the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ.
就像这个经节最后一句话所说的， 因为他的救恩就欢喜快乐。
Just as the last sentence in this verse says, we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation.
这种喜乐可以在刚领受救恩的时候。
And this joy can come as soon as we receive the salvation.
这种喜乐可以继续的存在我们信仰的道路上面。
And this joy can continue on our path of faith.
这个喜乐也存在于我们人生的最后那一个阶段。
This joy also persists until the last, until we take our last breath.
我们都很，都对我们刚慕道信主的领受救恩的那个阶段，我们应该都印象很深刻。
I'm sure that we all have a very deep impression of that first moment when we took Jesus into our heart.
就像《使徒行传》十六章，进主一家人，他们领受了救恩。他们充满着喜乐。
Just as it says in the book of Acts that those who received the Lord were full of joy.
因为人人有罪，人人需要罪得赦免。
Because all men have sin and all men need their sins to be forgiven.
而我们每一个人都可以因为主耶稣基督而来得着这个赦罪的恩典。
And through the Lord Jesus Christ, all of us can receive this grace of our forgiveness of sins.
而这个这么大的恩典，我们又可以跟别人来分享。
And we can also share this great grace with those around us.
尤其这么大的恩典，我们常常可以传给我们的儿女，我们的下一代。
And such a great grace should also be passed on to our children and future generations.
这个老姐妹她也提到说，他们那个时代很穷苦，但是呢，偏偏大部分的人家又生了好多个小孩，包括她也是。
This elderly sister said that during her time, a lot of people had many children despite being very poor, and this included herself.
所以她的一生当中的劳苦当然也包括着养育这一大群的儿女。
And so the struggles in her life included having to raise such a large number of her children.
但是跟她提到这些儿女做母亲的就是这样，她已经忘记了过去那很长的一段时间的那一种劳苦。
And however, this just like all mothers, this elderly sister forgot all the troubles that she had to go through to raise her children.
一谈到儿女，哇，她每一个儿女什么时候生日，她都记得清清楚楚，而且谈到儿女，她也是充满着喜乐。
As soon as this elderly sister began to speak about her children, she was full of joy, and she remembered the birthdays of every single one of them.
因为这些儿女也都跟她一样领受了救恩。在主耶稣基督里头。
Because all of her children were like her, they had received the salvation and were in the Lord.
这位老姐妹不因为说她没有办法读圣经，她就不喜欢聚会。
This elderly sister didn't dislike going to church despite the fact that she couldn't read the Bible.
她很喜欢聚会。
She loved going to church.
在生活很忙碌、很劳苦的那一段很长的时间，她还是把握着每一次的机会要参加敬拜。
During that time in her life when she was incredibly busy, she still took hold of every chance to attend worship services.
她说有时候真的忙到来到教会已经是快要结束的祷告了。
And she said that sometimes she was so busy that when she stepped into the church, it was already the concluding prayer.
但是能够参加那个结束的祷告，她也就觉得很满足。
But she was still very content just to attend the concluding prayer.
有时候真的累到一坐下来一下子就开始眼睛这个眼皮就很重。
Sometimes we are so tired that as soon as we sit down in the pews, our eyelids grow heavy.
但是聚完会了他觉得他真的很重新得力。
But after the service, she felt that she had regained her strength.
真的敬拜神参加崇拜聚会这也是一个喜乐的原因。
Coming to church and worshiping God truly is a reason to rejoice in the Lord.
请看诗篇一百二十二篇。
Let's look at Psalm 122.
诗篇一百二十二篇第一节。
Psalm 122 verse 1.
第一节，人对我说：“我们往神的殿去，我就欢喜。”
I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord."
第二节，耶路撒冷啊，我们的脚站在你的门内。
Verse 2, our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem.
第三节，耶路撒冷被建造如同联络整齐的一座城。
Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together.
这是大卫的诗。
This is a psalm of David.
大卫他也提到 能够到圣殿里头去敬拜神，他就喜乐。
David said that when he went into the house of the Lord, he rejoiced.
他很渴望他的脚总是站在这个门内，站在圣殿里头。
He hoped that his feet would always be standing within the temple, within the gates of Jerusalem.
来到耶路撒冷，在崇拜当中，他感觉到，他看到这耶路撒冷的被建造，好像联络整齐的一座城。
And he saw that when he came into Jerusalem where the temple was, that it was a city that was compact together.
真的，如果我们渴慕神，
if we thirst after God,
真的，我们准备好我们自己，来参加这个聚会敬拜神。
If we truly prepare ourselves to come to service and worship the Lord,
这个准备好很重要的重点就是有那一个渴慕的心。
And one very important part of preparation is to have a thirsting heart.
有时候我听到弟兄姐妹的描述， 我真的，很被，感动造就。
Sometimes when I hear brothers and sisters describe certain things, I'm very moved.
有些弟兄姐妹说，我每个礼拜我最期望的就是星期六。
A lot of brothers and sisters say that the day they look forward to the most in a week is Saturday.
其实这样的心也常常存在我们的一些青少年的，他们的生活里头。
And this heart also exists in the youth sometimes.
那种渴慕来到教会，来跟弟兄姐妹团契，来敬拜神的这种渴慕的心。
That yearning heart to come to church to fellowship our brothers and sisters and to worship the Lord.
我们存着渴慕的心来敬拜神，也就要像大卫这样子，看到这耶路撒冷，被建造像联络整齐的一座城。
We hold this thirsting heart to worship the Lord, and we must be like David to see Jerusalem as a city that is compact together.
我们所看到的弟兄姐妹所看到的很多的事情，都是让我们觉得。很喜乐的，很感谢的。
We see all our brothers and sisters together here, and that should also give us great joy.
因为我们有一个渴慕神的心。
Because we have a heart that thirsts after the Lord.
我们请再看诗篇二十七篇。
Let's look at Psalms chapter 27.
诗篇二十七篇第四节。
Psalms 27 verse 4.
第四节有一件事我曾求主，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在神的殿中。瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
大卫真的常常存着一个渴慕的心到圣殿敬拜神。
David had a thirsting heart to come to the temple of the Lord to worship God.
他一种渴慕的心，他甚至说，我真希望一生一世都在神的殿中，住在神的殿中。
And with that thirsting heart, he said that he sought after being able to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life.
他不是只有看到圣殿里头的那一些华丽的这些装饰。
He did not only see the beautiful decorations within the temple.
他所看到的是神的荣美。
What he saw was the beautiful glory of the Lord.
神的荣美彰显在他的心里。
The beauty of the Lord was in his heart.
神的荣美彰显在这些一起敬拜神的人身上。
And the beauty of the Lord was among all those who worshiped with him in the temple.
神的荣美彰显在我们在教会里头的一切的活动上面。
And the beauty of the Lord is upon all of the activities we have in church today.
而且他说在神的殿里他可以来求问神。
He also said that in the temple he can inquire of the Lord.
因为他知道神是存在的。
Because he knew that God exists.
因为他知道神正在听我对他的祷告祈求。
Because he knew that God is listening to the prayer I am making.
他也总是在敬拜祈求当中来得到神的回应，神的成全。
And all of his pursuits after God, he received God's answer and God's abidance.
第八节。
Verse 8.
你们当寻，你说你们当寻求我的面，那时我先向你说，主啊，你的面我正要寻求。
Verse 8, when you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek.
就像父母亲一样，其实神也好愿意我们来到他面前。
Just like a parent, the Lord is very willing for us to come to his presence.
来到他的面前，来敬拜神，来跟神团契。
to come to His presence, to worship Him and to fellowship with Him.
那我们要这样来回应神，神啊，我也正在寻求你。
And so we not need to respond to God, Lord, Your face I will seek.
神啊，我也渴慕来到你的身边，跟你更亲近。
Lord, I thirst and desire to be closer to You and to be by Your side.
再请看十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
要等候主，当壮胆，坚固你的心。我再说，要等候主。
Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
在我们生活当中也有很多的等候。
We have to wait a lot in our lives.
有一些等候是不太有希望的等候。
And sometimes in our waiting, we lose hope.
有一些等候是不太可能的等候。
And there are some things we wait for that are impossible.
有一些等候并不是我们很喜欢的等候。
And there are sometimes we have to wait for things that we don't really like to wait for.
但是等候神这却是总是可能的而且是一定会得到神的回应的。
But waiting on the Lord, if we wait on the Lord, we will always receive a response.
那种真实的盼望的等候。
It is a wait, a waiting in which we have true hope.
随着时代的推进在工商社会里头生活总是显得很忙碌。
As time progresses, in our lives, our careers, we are often very busy.
在周间有一些的聚会里头，人数总是显得很少。
And in some services, the amount of people turn become smaller.
但是这位老姐妹她参加聚会她不在乎人多人少。
But this elderly sister will come to church without regard to whether or not there are many people or whether there are a few people in the service.
她总是能够享受着神的同在，神的荣耀的彰显。
She's always able to enjoy the presence of the Lord and His glory.
她相信我们奉主耶稣的名聚在一起，天父跟我们同在。
She believes that as when we gather together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, then God is among us.
有时候我们人很容易受我们所处的环境的影响。
A lot of times we are easily influenced by our environments.
有时候我们人少，我们就觉得好像失去了那一种热度或者那一种觉得有点好像冷淡的感觉。
Sometimes when there are fewer people in the services, we feel that there has been it feels like our hearts have grown cold, and it feels like we have no more fervency.
但是这位老姐妹，人多人少，她还是一样的很热切的，很喜乐的。
But whether or not there are many people here or few people here, this elderly sister is always very joyful.
虽然她没有办法读圣经，但是她知道我们奉主耶稣的名，主耶稣天父跟我们同在。
And even though she's unable to read the Bible, she knows that as soon as we speak in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, then the Lord Jesus Christ is with us.
有天父的同在，为什么会不热切不快乐呢？
And if we have the abundance of the Lord, then why won't we be joyful? Why won't we have a fervency?
我们请看诗篇十六篇。
Let's look at Psalm 16.
诗篇十六篇十一节。
Psalm 16 verse 11.
十一节，你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
You will show me the path of life, in your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
聚会无论人多人少，天父同在。
Whether or not there are many people here or few people here, the Lord Jesus abides with us.
我所需要的指引，神还是会给我。
God will still give us the guidance that we need.
我应该有的那一种满足，神还是会给我。
The fulfillment that we need will also still be given to us by God.
神那奇妙的恩典仍然要赏赐给我。
And God will still give us His amazing grace.
那我也可以看出来，这位老姐妹她实在是享受那种在祷告里头的喜乐。
I can also see that this elderly sister is able to enjoy.The joy of prayer.
我们请看罗马书十四章。
Let's look at Romans 14.
罗马书十四章十七节。
Romans chapter 14 verse 17.
十七节，因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
我仔细的去想，我也渐渐能够明白这个老姐妹她所说的，我很喜乐，但是我说不出来我为什么那么喜乐。
When I think very carefully, I'm able to slowly understand why this elderly sister was able to say to me, I'm very joyful, but I can't explain why I'm so joyful.
因为在她生活里头的一部分的喜乐啊，是这种祷告在圣灵中的喜乐。
Because a portion of the sister's joy is the joy that comes from prayer, the joy that comes from the Holy Spirit.
很多时候在祷告之后事情并没有改变。
A lot of times after prayer, our circumstances haven't changed.
在很多时候在祷告的前后其实很多事情是没有改变的。
A lot of times when we pray, before we pray and after we pray, it seems like nothing has changed.
所以如果只是靠着环境的改变而来影响我们的心的话，那么祷告不一定马上看到这环境的改变。
And so, if we're influenced by the way things are changed, then after we pray, we might not see that change.
所以这个在圣灵中的喜乐，这个真的也说不上来。
Thus, this joy of the Holy Spirit is very unexplainable.
但是神的恩典就是这么的奇妙，在祷告之。在祷告当中享受喜乐，在祷告之后充满喜乐。
But this is the amazing grace of God that we are able to receive joy in prayer, and that after prayer we are still able to be very joyful.
每一个人信仰的道路也总是或多或少的会有一些阻挡，会有一些的不顺利。
In everyone's path of faith, they will encounter some.Trials and they will encounter some obstacles.
我问这个老姐妹说，你为什么那么喜乐
？I asked this elderly sister, why are you so joyful?
她也这样告诉我，她说你不要以为说，因为我得了这么多的恩典，所以我才那么喜乐。
And she said to me, don't think that it's because I've received much grace that I'm so joyful.
如果说从我的人生当中把许多的神的这种看顾、照顾。祝福拿掉的话，我相信，我还是相信主，我还是喜乐。
She said that if you were to take away all the protection, all the blessings, all the grace that God has shown me in my life, and if you were to take all that away, I believe I would still be very joyful.
她这么一讲，我想到了一件事情。
And as soon as she said this, I thought of something.
那就是充满着盼望的喜乐。
And that was a joy that is full of hope.
我们请看但以理书第三章。
Look at Daniel chapter 3.
但以理书第三章十六节。
Daniel chapter 3 verse 16.
撒德拉米撒亚伯尼哥对王说，尼布甲尼撒，这件事我们不必回答你。
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter.
其实从人来看呢，这个回答很重要。
In man's eyes, this answer was very important.
这个回答决定他们是要被处死，还是留下活命。
This answer determined whether they would be condemned to death or would they would be able to preserve their lives.
他们如果回答好
，If they gave a good answer,
说 yes,
if they said yes,
那他们就免死。
Then they would avoid death.
他们如果回答说不，那他就扔到火窑里头。
If they answered no, then they would be cast into the burning fiery furnace.
那他们的意思就是，好，我们不用跟你说是。
And here they are saying, we don't have to say yes to you.
十七节。
Verse 17.
即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来，王啊，他必救我们脱离你的手。
If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O King.
这是一个拜神的人能够拥有的一个很宝贵的这种自信。
This is a very precious, this is the kind of attitude that a person who has their hope in God is able to have.
因为我是神的百姓，所以神 神看顾我，神保护我。
They're able to have the confidence that because I believe in God, God will protect me.
十八节。
Verse 18.
即或不然，王啊，你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
But if not, let it be known to you, O King, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up.
纵然没有了神的保护，我们还是信神。
Even if God does not protect us, we still believe in God.
纵然没有神的保护，我们还是有盼望的。
Even if God does not protect us, we still have hope.
也就是说，我因为有盼望，所以我不害怕，所以我还是可以喜乐。
Which is to say that because I have hope, I do not fear, and because I have hope, I am able to have joy.
这位老姐妹，我想她所要讲的就是我有盼望，我有真实的盼望，所以我是喜乐的。
I believe this elderly sister was also trying to say the same thing. Because I have hope, I am able to have joy.
她没有办法像我这样子讲，所以她跟我讲，神如果把给我的保护恩典都拿掉了，我还是相信他，我还是喜乐。
And then she's unable to explain this to me in words, which is why she said that even if all the blessings and protection was taken away from me, I would still have joy in the Lord.
我看这位老姐妹虽然有神很多这种很特别的祝福，但是她的一生，她也真的是很尽本分很努力。
Even though the Lord gave this elderly sister a lot of grace, she still put in a lot of her own effort.
虽然她没有办法读圣经，但是她在信仰上，她照神所给她的，她来努力。
She did her due diligence. Even if she couldn't read the Bible, she still did what she could to obey the word of the Lord.
一个连圣经都没有办法念的人，她也带了好多人来信主。
Even though she couldn't read the Bible, she was still able to bring many people to church to believe.
那你也可以想象得到，她在传福音比我们这些有好多功绩的人就应该是更困难。
So you can imagine that we, even though she didn't have the tools that we have when we preach, so it must have been even more difficult for her to preach.
既然她没有办法读圣经，她当然也没有办法读很多的这些书或者什么杂志。
And since she's unable to read the Bible, she couldn't read any other pamphlets or any other materials that we might have.
所以我们想象得到的这个传福音的工具对她来讲，它是很有限的。
So we can imagine that the tools for evangelism were very limited for her.
她也很希望能够传福音，能够带人来信主。
She really wanted to preach the gospel and bring many to Christ to believe.
但是先决条件，她就比别人差很多。
But the qualifications that she had were already limited compared to those of us today.
所以真的，在传在做圣工的这个事情上面她也曾经也可能比别人流更多的眼泪。
And so it's possible that she has shed even more tears than other people when doing the work of God.
我们明明很想要做一件事情，但是我们却被限制住，我们做不出来。
We really want to do something, but we're limited and we're unable to do it to the full potential.
那时候那真的有时候心很痛。
Sometimes when this happens, our hearts ache.
也会想到说因为我的这个时代背景，我的生活背景，让我有这个一辈子的这种遗憾，我没有办法。
Especially considering that maybe because of their background or our background that we're going to have this regret for the rest of our lives that we are unable to do this to our full potential.
但是事实上，其实在做圣工上面，她也享受着喜乐。
However, in reality, she was able to have a lot of joy in her servitude.
我们请看诗篇一百二十六篇。
Let's look at Psalms 126.
诗篇一百二十六篇第五节。
Psalms 126 verse 5.
第五节，流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy.
第六节，那带种流泪出去的必要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。
Six, he who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him.
他享受了这个有撒种。就有收割的喜乐。
She received the blessing here of sowing and reaping in joy.
常常她的收成超过了她所求所想。
And what she reaped oftentimes was greater than what she had asked for and greater than what she had imagined.
啊，不是真的，她的能力比别人还要强。
It wasn't that she has more strength than other people.
而是因为在主耶稣基督里头，这就是神所应许的喜乐。
But because this is already the promise that the Lord has given us of this joy.
啊，神要让我们享受我们应该有的收成。
God wants us to enjoy the reaping that we should receive.
我所说的这个老姐妹啊，她其实她已经过世了。
This elderly sister I'm speaking of has already passed away.
我有机会参加她的这个告别式。
And I had the chance to attend her memorial service.
很多人参加。
A lot of people attended.
这里头有很多都是她带来信主的。
And a lot of them were people who she had brought to believe.
这参加的人里头有许许多多的夫妻都是这个老姐妹把他们凑成他们的婚姻的。
And amongst a lot of the attendees were couples that this elderly sister had helped set up.
谁晓得一个没有办法阅读的人，他竟然能够介绍这么许许多多对的弟兄姐妹在主里头来来成为夫妻。
Who would have thought that one who is unable to read is able to bring so many young brothers and sisters together to be married in the Lord?
所以我真的看到他享受了这种收割收成的喜乐。
And so I was able to see that she truly was able to receive that joy of sowing and reaping.
那这个喜乐也就成为他生活当中的力量。
And this joy became the strength in the sister's life.
成为她行道的力量。
It became the strength for her to live her life.
所以我很相信她所说的。
And so I believe what she says.
她说我实在已经不晓得怎么去烦恼。
She said, I don't know how to worry.
我实在不晓得怎么去对人生气或者怀恨。
She said, I don't know how to be angry with others or to hate others.
因为这个喜乐成为她行道的力量。
Because this joy was how she lived her life.
而这个行道又带来另外一个层面的喜乐。
And the way she lived her life also brought her another level of joy.
神喜欢要求我们这么做。
And the Lord desires and requires us to do the same thing.
那我们真的又照着去做，把它行出来。
And if we do what he tells us to do,
那这种又是另一个层面行道的喜乐。
And this becomes another level of joy in which we can live our lives.
到他的很后期的晚年呢，他常常提起说，我很快的到主耶稣那里，那是好的无比的。
In her later days, this elderly sister often said, "I'm going to the heavenly kingdom soon, where in which it is." Beautiful beyond compare.
因为一辈子真的很劳累，很劳碌，所以到晚年她的身体真的很弱。
Because she had toiled much in her lifetime, during her later years, she was very weak physically.
但是她却有这种要离世的喜乐。
Yet she still had this great joy.
她说她像保罗所说的。说那个是好的无比的。
Just as Paul said, she also said that it was beautiful beyond compare.
那我也知道为什么要离世了，她还那么喜乐，她仍然那么喜乐。
And I know why she was able to be so joyful even when she was about to pass away.
请看启示录十四章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 14.
启示录十四章十三节。
Revelation chapter 14 verse 13.
十三节，我听见有。从天上有声音说，你要写下，从今以后在主里面而死的人有福了。圣灵说，是的，他们习了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。
Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Lord, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them.
真的，他照着神所给他的一点点的恩赐，他做了他该做的工作。
From the little bit of grace that the Lord had given her, she did what she was supposed to do.
虽然她说不上来，但是我知道她工作的果效要随着她。
And even though she was unable to express it with words, I know that her works will follow her.
我们最后请看诗篇九十篇。
Let's look lastly at Psalms 90.
诗篇九十篇十四节。
Psalms 90, verse 14.
十四节，求你使我们早早饱得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
O satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days.
十五节，求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。
15, make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we have seen evil.
这个大卫的诗啊，说求你使我们，求你帮助我们。
This is a psalm of David where he asks of the Lord to give to us.
我们常常是很短视、很无知的。
A lot of times we are very helpless.
我们常常不晓得忘记了、忽略了。在基督里头是这么的喜乐。
Or actually, I'm sorry. Oftentimes we lack knowledge and forget that we can be so joyful in the Lord.
所以我们愿主耶稣他帮助我们。
And so may the Lord help us.
让我们真的能够像这些魔幻的信徒，这些古圣徒一样，能够在主里头喜乐。
So that we can be like these ancient saints and those good examples and be full of joy.
就好像保罗说的，我再说一次，靠着主，在主里头喜乐。
Just as Paul says, and again I say to you, rejoice.
我们一起唱诗27首。
Let's sing hymn 27.
So great our Father in heaven, tell so he loved in the book he has given. Wonderful thing in the Bible I see, this is the thing that Jesus loved me. I'm so glad that Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me.Jesus even me. Now I forget him and wander away, finding him all over the ice rain. Back to him in the midnight rain. When I remember that Jesus loves me, I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me.When in his beauty I see the great King, this shall my song in eternity be. Over the wonderful that Jesus be, I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me.
Please be seated.
在基督里为什么是那么的喜乐？
Why are we able to be rejoiced in the Lord?
因为我们知道我们的主耶稣，我们天父真神爱我们。
Because we know that our Lord Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father, loves us.
有人爱我们，真的是一件喜乐的事情。
It is very joyful for us to have someone who loves us.
在主耶稣基督里头，我们也可以好好的、用心的来爱我们的主耶稣。
And in the Lord Jesus Christ, we can also use our heart to love Him back.
有可以被我们爱的对象，这也是喜乐的。
To have someone that we can love is also very joyful.
我们来做结束的祷告。
We're going to make our concluding prayer.
我们再次的来 啊，感谢天父真神啊，给我们这许许多多的很奇妙的恩典。
Once again, we thank the Lord for giving us all of His great graces.
啊，也求他保守我们啊，让我们总是能够享受在他里头的喜乐。
And we ask Him to help us so that we can always rejoice in the Lord.
啊，我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，请到前面来。
If you'd like to receive the laying of hands, please come to the front and pray.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.